another day, another podcast slay, as Hannah just said before we started recording, but also another day in which I have heavily relied on this Zoom filter to do some fucking heavy lifting in terms of my appearance.
Literally same.
I'm just like blur all the way up.
Yeah, I went to the gym right before this.
Me too, girl. Look at us. Look at us being productive to kick off the week.
We're so fit.
We're such fit girls. Gym girls. I had a conversation with someone this weekend where I was like, and I don't even remember if we've talked about this on the pod or not yet, but I was like, I'm not a runner. We have, because I know that Scott has been like, Kimmy's a runner because I have
and
shoe references
still,
and stuff.
Till this day sends me stuff about Strava because of that one episode where we bashed Strava. So
yeah, I'll stay bashing Strava, but I'm like,
sorry, Scott.
Yeah, I'm like, I run out of necessity, not for fun. And I'm not a runner. I run like a couple miles a day. It's not a lot, not even sometimes. So like, anyway, I don't know how I got on this tangent. I just ran. Maybe it was top of mind, but we're kicking off chaotically as we always do. Once again, I have not prepared for what we're talking about on this episode. So,
and I've only slightly prepared. So we're, it's been busy. Wow.
I know. I have one of these Trader Joe's punches in Hannah's honor. And I actually think
it was
you
probably
this year
from the Christmas party.
From the Christmas party, in case anyone is living under a rock, it's mid-May. So I'm hoping that, I mean, like, so
I still have some here. They're good.
August 10th. So honestly, good for me to for drinking it now. But the downside is that it's a really inconvenient shape to fit in a refrigerator. Like, yeah.
It's
have
skinny
a
and tall.
Yeah, and like not as tall as a seltzer, though. You keep having the best cracks. That one was so good.
It splashed on my kneecap.
I also just realized I'm not seated in the correct position for our framing, but that...
It's fine. You're trying to draw the eye.
Yeah, we got to frame the baby looks so cool sign.
Baby looks so cool. Meanwhile...
Yeah, what's that?
I have the nervous system behind me because I'm nervous.
Yeah, that makes sense. I love that. I also really like your hat.
Thanks. Hot Girls Golf from our attempted 9-hole extravaganza where it thunderstorms. We just went to the driving range.
Oh, I don't like this.
Okay.
I'm going to drink it, though, because it's my liquid that's here with me.
It's like pomegranate and ginger.
It's a little interesting. I thought you were wearing that hat in honor of my birthday party coming up this weekend. Which I'm going to miss you at. But
I just wear this hat.
Well, I'm going to pretend that it's all about me.
It normally is about you, so that's fair.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It is. Someone once told me that and made me cry, so never forget.
But I mean it. It is all about you in a good way.
Right. In a good way.
And it should continue to be all about you.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to change anything.
It's my birth week. Of course it's all about me.
You're my Gemini queen.
I need to start thinking of my birthday reflections for the year. Like, I should have done that for this episode. But again, I have been very unprepared.
We can do it next week.
Yeah. We also took a week off because life happens. So thank you, everyone, for coming back.
Yeah. It's good to take a break once in a while, and sometimes life knocks you down and pegs you, and then you have to recover. You know, pegs you.
Yeah, you need a long time to recover after a good pegging.
Yeah, I wouldn't know.
Well, you never know. You never know who out there might relate.
Some of our listeners, I'm sure. They can at least relate in spirit.
I hope.
All right, what do we have to talk about today? Oh, well, I was thinking actually today at the gym, while I was at the gym, it's Monday at like 5 o'clock. So I feel like there's like a ton of people that end up at the gym around that time.
Right.
There's the gym that I go to has like high school students and like college age and then like
scary, scarier.
New people our age and then like older people, like parent. And so it's a nice smattering when everyone's like out of work. But you know, you look around and then all these different age dudes all have their little like shirts and sweaters on, like their big baggy t-shirts and like their like zip ups and like,
People's gym attire is so interesting to me, just in general, especially people who like go to the gym a lot.
It's just so funny because then, you know, they do like a set and then they take it off because it's their pump cover. And it cracks me up because I'm like, you're telling me you wore something on top of your outfit for the purpose of taking it off at the gym so that you could show off your muscles better. The point of a pump cover is kind of like it helps get blood flowing so your muscles like look more musclier. So it doesn't really, honestly, the whole point of a pump cover I feel like doesn't do that much in terms of like improving a workout or something. Literally, no, unless
I think
you're
it's
cold.
Purely aesthetic.
It is aesthetic. It's like when people want to tan because like they're building muscle, but they're not like a competitor for like bodybuilding. They just are like, but tanning makes my muscles look bigger. And I'm like, for who? Other guys at the gym?
And for what?
Which is fine. I hope you guys hold hands in the locker room. But it's just really funny to me, the theater of like a 40-year-old man who has two kids who comes in a zip-up hoodie so he can take it off after like 2 minutes of working out.
There used to be that if you can't lose it, tan it phrase.
What?
You haven't heard that?
No.
Yeah, it's literally like if you can't lose it, tan it. Like apparently being tan makes you look like better.
Well, some people feel better when they're tanning because of like the sun.
Right. Yeah.
Sun makes you happy.
Yeah.
But I've never heard that. I only know it in the context of like powerlifting and like bodybuilding. And it like that's why everyone has those ridiculous spray tans when they compete.
I just think the sentiment is that if you're overweight, like it's better, like fat and tan is better than fat and pasty. Like, you know.
That's so interesting. Yeah. Since I started working at a tanning salon, I haven't heard the fat and tan comment, but I have heard a lot of men saying they hate having tan lines. And you'll appreciate this. A customer came in and he was like, I'm Italians. Italians don't do tan lines.
I've never heard that one before.
And it cracks me up. He like, I don't know what his job is, but he works outside all the time. So he's like, I can't have tan lines. Italians don't do tan lines. And I'm like, okay, sure.
That was such a good accent, Han.
Thank you so much. Italians don't do tan lines. Can't
have you ever had a guy tell you that tan lines are hot?
I know some people think they are, but not too well. To me, about me in the course of my life, I think someone said my tan lines were hot, but I think it's because they could see how tan I was. Like, in the context of, like, wow, you're so tan, look at your tan lines. Like, not like your tan lines are hot, but like, oh, you have tan lines. You're really tan right now. That's hot.
I've heard it a couple of times, and I think it's interesting. Because there's nothing that makes me want to die more than a man in tan lines. Like, the shorts. I mean, there's no way to avoid that because you're not, I mean, you could, but most men are not wearing Speedos in the pool.
Yeah. Look, if you're going to have any type of contact with a man in the summer, you can expect either they're going to be bright pink in the sun because they don't tan at all, or their neck, elbow down and knees are going to, knees down are going to be tan. And like, that's just, you got to accept that.
Yeah, you know? Like when a guy sits down and he's really tan and then his like shorts ride up and you can just see how pasty white their thighs are, I'm like, ugh.
They like lift their arm up a little bit and the t-shirt moves back and you're like, ooh, that is a solid line, my guy.
Yes. Oh my gosh, I sent you an ick this morning about shorts riding up. This guy on Hinge, like, and this is another gym thing.
Bald. That wasn't rolled up. They were balled up. Yeah, that is lifter, powerlifting bro.
Yeah, we're like the guys who work out shirtless and these like short shorts, will like roll them up so they look like diapers basically to like show their quads. It was gross and I hated it.
It's just funny because it's
That's
like
all.
the picture, but the funny part is the picture that you showed, he's at the gym. So he took off
He
his
did that.
shirt and rolled up
Yeah.
his shorts in a
In a
public
public
space and
place.
took a mirror pic.
Yeah.
This is where, okay, and this is going to lead me into my next topic, but I have received picture Snapchats from guys I've been talking to, and it's like gym pics. And I'm like, you're literally sitting at the gym on a bench between sets and you're taking a mirror pic. Like,
You
I
want to
could
know what's a
never unless
really
I'm in a small apartment gym.
annoying part of this is that I feel like women wanting to take pictures all the time is like this weird misogynistic thread of existence where they're like, all you girls do is take pictures. All you want to do is take photos when we go out.
Yeah,
You just
like the
want to take
food
stupid
pics,
photos together.
ruining the
Yeah.
food pics.
Yeah. The food pics and like taking pictures of our wine and like with the boomerang era and all of that. Like men were always like, oh my God, you guys are so like shallow and like annoying.
Yes.
But then they are at the
Yes.
gym, and for 90% of their little workouts, worky workouts, they're snapping pics.
And there are some things, sometimes the Karen in me has a very, very fun thought. So back in college, I didn't time out my credits correctly, and you had to have a certain number of credits of like health and fitness to graduate from Penn State. And normally you can take like a fun course or two, and those aren't worth as many credits, so people get to take fun classes. And I didn't time out my credits correct because I was trying to get all my French stuff done. And so I had to take a harder course. I couldn't take like a fun course because I needed to get all my credits done at once. So it was physical strength and conditioning. I didn't know what I was signing up for. We were running in the snow.
Fun. I feel like at UNC too, we had to take a, what was it called? We had to take a physical education class,
Yeah.
and a lot of people would do strength and conditioning. Like that was the title of ours too, and then be like, what have I done? Like it
Yeah.
was so hard. Yeah.
Yep. And I was like, and it happened at the same time as like two other courses, and I didn't read the descriptions right. I thought they were all the same. And the other two were like more like just running for fun, and ours is like physical strength and conditioning. So it was like learning how to use a TRX and like learning how to do all this shit. And then that was 2 days a week, and then one day a week we also had an in person, like we had a lecture basically. We had a classroom where we learned about like eccentric and concentric motion and like the importance of diet, all this shit, right? So
Macros.
it was a baby kinesiology class basically. And I actually ended up having a lot of fun, and I made friends in the class, and it was really cool. But what I did learn is that if you're weightlifting, you don't want to wait basically like longer than 30 seconds to a minute between sets, because then your muscles relax too much and you're not building as much muscle or endurance, whatever you're trying to achieve. And so it always cracks me up when you see the men sitting on their little
For
stools and
6 minutes,
whatnot, and they're just looking at their phones. And then it's like, my guy, are you gonna get off the machine? And I wanted, the
and they
Karen in
won't,
me
and they
wants
won't.
to go up and be like, you know, you'd actually get more muscle if you actually did something. Like, you know, I'm like, maybe if you spent more time off your phone,
There was
you'd
this
actually see a
guy,
difference.
literally, there was this guy at my old apartment gym who I always tried to avoid being at the gym at the same time as him because he was like a power lifter, which is just like not what, like, if you live in an apartment gym, power lift somewhere else. Like, there, I don't even think there are physically enough weights here for
There,
you to achieve what you're trying to do.
and normally those apartment gyms don't have what they want anyway. For some
Right.
reason, that gym had like the basics for
Yeah.
powerlifting.
Yeah. Like my old apartment gym actually did have a lot of like plates, and he could load up this fucking squat rack to like 400 pounds. And I knew every time he came in the gym, he was going to be on our one and only squat rack for at least 45 minutes. And I was just like, yeah, it's ridiculous. You don't need to squat for that long, and you probably shouldn't.
You're not doing anything to benefit
No,
you physically.
I always have wanted to try to find him on the interwebs because he would bring a tripod and film himself. And I saw him on Hinge once and I never saw him again. And he did have his lifting videos on his Hinge. But I also was just laughing because I was like, the amount of time you're taking in between sets to like look at your video and then set up your camera somewhere else. It's just like, again,
Yeah.
going back on all the work you just did.
Exactly. Like, anyway, it's just really funny, these guys. There are
I
some
just think
like
it's
serious
funny.
people there, but I do think it's so funny. So I just want to be like, you'd actually see your results better, blah blah blah. I may not know a lot about the gym, but that I do know.
My Karen. Oh, go
And I
ahead.
have the cassette tapes to prove it.
I was just about to say my Karen almost came out. It's almost come out a few times recently because I've had really bad like service industry experiences recently, but I was at the National Gallery on Saturday and I was like admiring this piece of art as you do at an art museum. And I was just like, it's so crazy the detail on like the facial hair that this person had painted. And I like got probably like 2 feet away from it and like pointed, and I was like with one of our friends, I was like, look at the detail. And this woman goes, ma'am, you're too close to the painting. I need you to take a step back. And I was like, first of all, this wasn't like one of the super famous, like it wasn't the Van Gogh portrait, it wasn't the Da Vinci that we randomly have. It's the only Da Vinci stateside, which I didn't know about. It was just like one of the obscure Renaissance
Yeah.
paintings on the second floor of the gallery. And I turned my head, and there is a fucking child with its little paws all over a painting. And I was just, and then, like, as I kept walking around, I saw people like getting so much closer than I was and like being so much more disrespectful. And I was like, why was I the one who got yelled at?
Because you just happened to be
Why?
the one that they saw. I will say,
I'm just
getting.
so fucking tired of being yelled at. I have been yelled at by people in establishments that I am in 3 times in the last 3.5 weeks.
Well, getting yelled at the Portrait Gallery, I think, is a rite of passage because I've also been yelled at the Portrait or the National
The
Gallery.
national,
The
yeah,
National
it was,
Gallery on the second floor because I was like, oh, look at this texture. And they're like,
yeah.
oh, you're too close. Can you please step back? And I was like,
At
oh,
least
God,
she said,
I want to
please. I just
see.
felt accosted.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, come on. But
I
yeah, it's
also
just you
was so
happen to be the one they
surprised
see.
by like some paintings do have glass over them.
And a lot don't.
A lot don't. I was like, this little child with his little greasy, sticky ass paws
Exactly. I'm
is
like,
getting all up in there.
I also wish there was like, I honestly wish there was like a line or something on the floor to be like, don't cross
Same.
this line. Like, I
I
know
feel
you
like
don't
in
need it
most
and
art
it probably would
museums,
look
they.
crazy, but like, there are just sometimes that I'm like, how close can I get? Oh, I guess I can get pretty close. And then all of a sudden they're like, you're too close. And I
And
was
I'm
like,
like,
well,
well,
first of
that's
all, I was gonna
arbitrary.
make out with the girl with the pearl earrings. So fuck off and let us have our privacy.
Is that at the National Gallery? No.
Not right now. I think it was in the
Okay.
past when they did what is that? Not Degas? No. Sorry, it's
No.
Vermeer. It's
Yeah.
Vermeer. They had like some they had that one there for a bit.
I had AP Art History war flashbacks when I was in the National Gallery. It was my first time ever going, and I was like, oh my God, I remember literally all of these names. That's so crazy. I also didn't, this is going to be really stupid of me to say, but I didn't know that like the National Gallery was so sick. It was my
Oh,
first
really?
time, and I
Really?
didn't realize, yeah, and I didn't realize that we had such like culturally significant pieces of art there. I
Yeah.
had no idea.
Did you go see the blue rooster, the blue cock on the roof?
No.
Oh, did you go to the
What's
west
that all?
building
What?
too? In the east
No.
building? Okay.
No.
It's
What's the what's that cog all about?
it's a some blue cock.
What's it
Blue
about,
balls.
Hannah?
It's just a giant statue on the roof of the modern side, so the West Building, right? Yeah.
Oh. No, we only
Oh, East
did.
Building, whatever. I can't with the
We
directions.
also there was an exhibit on German expressionism? Question mark. I hated it. They were
Yeah.
like, the whole idea of this is to invoke anxiety. And I was like, count me the fuck out. Everything
That's
was
like the
like
one they
people
had in the
screaming.
Hirschhorn.
Yeah. Oh my God. The one with the sound.
And the dishes are rattling, yeah.
Yes. Oh my God. I did like that exhibit because I liked the more
It felt more
like
interactive.
installation kind of art, but these
Yeah.
were just creepy ass paintings. Like
Fun.
it was the and the exhibit was huge. There was like several rooms.
Yeah, it's probably the one where they normally have the
Well, this is
rotating
interesting because
exhibits.
technically they're calling Scream German Expressionism, which I guess kind of what is that it? Is that his
The
the
Edvard Munch, where he's like, yeah, that's a scream.
But yeah, oh my God, it's like all like this. I hope we don't get sued. But it's like
Woo! Wait, I kind of love
yeah,
that.
it's like people being sad and scary, and I just like
Just like me for
relate.
real. Oh
I was just
my
like,
God, literally me. I
yeah,
can't go to museums because I'm like, I understand the history and the art and everything, but then I'll also at the same time be like, literally me.
yeah. Oh my God. I know. I mean, we said some pretty out of pocket things when we were there.
I expect nothing less.
But it was also nice to just, remember some things from my old little high school study days.
Well, my smart friend Kimmy.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really like reading things in museums, so I feel like I
Well,
really
you
like
don't
art
like reading
museums.
in general, so.
No, but I'm getting better at it. I finished a book yesterday. I finished a full second half of a book yesterday. We had book club last
Another.
night and I was 50% behind, and so I said, gonna sit on my couch all day. But yeah, I'm getting better at reading for leisure. However, I don't like reading in museums, like the little placards. I have no
Oh,
interest in them
yeah.
unless like it's a really cool thing. But I think that's why I like art museums, because there's hardly anything to read. It's
Exactly.
like
And it's like,
artist, location, date,
I'll read
medium.
if it really intrigues me, then I read more about it. But otherwise, I'm just like, I'm here for art, man. I'm not here for words.
Yeah, we were walking through one part of the American History Museum on Saturday that was all photographs and accompanying like paragraphs, and we were like, this is too much reading. I gotta go.
Yeah.
I'm just not gonna stand here
I don't like when they do that
and read
stuff.
any of it. I
I
don't
just
have
want to
the
look at
attention
the
span.
pictures. There's so
But I
much
did.
in those
Do you
museums
want to
too.
see? Do you want to know what I got to see?
I know what it is, but tell our listeners.
I got to see the dress that, what was her name in the movie? Oh my God. I have seen Crazy Rich Asians every other week since it came out, and I don't know the main character's name.
And
What is
that's
her
actually
name?
not an exaggeration.
Yeah, no, it's not. Yeah, she's young, something young.
Was like, yeah, she is pretty young.
No, I mean her last name is Young.
Her name is Constance Wu.
In the movie?
It's Rachel Chu in the movie.
Rachel Chu. That's what Rachel. Oh wait, where did I get Young from? Is that his name? Nick Young. Yeah,
Yeah, it's Nick
okay.
Young.
Anyway, I got to see Rachel's dress that she showed up to the wedding at and absolutely slayed. And it's in the American History Museum in DC. And it was so beautiful in person. And I just felt really honored because it's my favorite movie, even though I don't know the main character's name.
Even though you can't say anything else other than the parts that you cry at. That's
I haven't really cried at that movie in a long time.
you
It's
used
like,
to watch it when you had to cry.
no, I used to watch Me Before You when I had to cry.
But you did watch Crazy Rich Asians when you wanted like a good like a
Yeah,
happy ending, but
it's
cry
like a feel
emotional.
good movie for me.
Yeah.
Like it like is like a warm hug. Me Before You is like a kick in the absolute balls.
Yeah, I haven't seen it, so.
I get hives when I, well, not like my allergy hives, but like crying blotchy hives when I watch that
I'm
because
allergic to emotion.
I'm literally allergic
This
to
explains a
this
lot.
movie. Yeah, well, you know what they say about crying when you laugh. So basically
In
adjacent.
pure Gemini fashion, you know, Kimmy can't deal with the emotions, goes to a whole
This
nother
has
personality.
this drinky drink has grown on me a little bit since
Good.
I keep forcing it down my throat. It has explicitly listed as an ingredient carbon dioxide, which I don't think I've ever seen
That's
before,
how
but I
you
know it's.
get bubbly water.
Oh, well,
That's
I'm
the gas
just.
in sparkling water is carbon dioxide. By the way, the more you know.
Yeah, that is interesting.
It's actually
It's.
carbon monoxide, and we're trying to poison you.
Listen, a girl can dream, okay?
Oh God. Oh, speaking of wanting to die, I have
Gosh.
hot. I have a little bit of a life update
Oh,
of wanting to die.
okay. Okay, yeah, for sure. Let's
So,
talk about
after many, many years, I finally re-downloaded Tinder.
Oh, okay. Have you talked to your therapist about this?
Not yet, actually. I had
I
to cancel last week. I was busy.
had to cancel this week because I'm too busy and stressed to think about doing it. So I moved it to
Yeah.
next week, and I'm hoping next week will be better.
Yeah, so I've downloaded Tinder, which is actually, I'm now talking to more people through Tinder than any of the other apps.
Didn't
So,
you say that Tinder has become the new like serious dating? Was that you? Who was I talking
I
to?
don't think that was me.
Someone told me that Tinder has like statistically become more aligned with serious like people looking for serious relationships than Bumble and Hinge because Bumble and
I see
Hinge is
that.
so infiltrated with fuckboys.
I
And
also
Tinder
think.
is now like millennials, so like we've all grown up with it. I've never had it, but I'm like,
It was like the first one I ever got. And I actually really liked it in the beginning. I met a lot of cool people and went on a lot of fun dates, TBH. But,
Wow.
And I had really fun stories. But I do think Hinge and Bumble were good when they came out and they changed the game because they took in more of an algorithm, I think. They used more
Yeah.
about data, and Bumble obviously pushed more to be like women kind of control the things here. So it feels a little less unsolicited dick pic type of stuff, you know?
Gotcha. Can you send
But
photos on Tinder?
You used to be able to. Actually, you used to be able to post like stories on Tinder.
That is terrifying.
Was actually really funny. They did use stuff though to filter out like super inappropriate things for that kind of stuff. Like you can't, it's like you can't put a dick pic in a profile picture, you know what I mean?
Bummer.
You used to be able to send, let's see. No, you can't send pictures anymore. So but you used to be able to. But I think Hinge and Bumble have gotten so wrapped up in like algorithm and perfect match and then the monetizing of it all. Like I really think even though Hinge is like we're designed to be deleted, I really
No,
think
they're not. No,
that's
I
I mean
think
like
Hinge
that's
is
their
like we're designed so that you have it forever. Like we are keeping the
exactly.
best people from your feed. Yeah,
Because they make
100%.
money by keeping people on these apps.
Yeah,
And
literally.
I think Hinge is the one that probably does that the most, even though their whole
Yeah.
tagline is like designed to be deleted, blah, blah, blah.
No, it's
And it's
marketing.
like, we have this whole algorithm. Exactly. And then it's, then you have Bumble that's like not quite into the algorithm, but now Bumble and Hinge, we talked last time about those Bumble updates.
Yeah,
They're
they're like the same
clearly
thing.
competing neck and neck.
I will say though, Bumble's interface to date is so bad.
I hate it.
Like, it's so bad. It's so hard to find the information you're looking for on the profile. Like, the way that everything is clustered together reminds me of Instagram stories update when you like swipe to put some like add something to your story, and it's just like this disgusting cluster of options that like I can't read through. It's not alphabetized, none of it makes fucking sense. I feel like Bumble is like that. Like, I like the cleanness of Hinge, how it's like picture, line of text, and like everything is like bam, bam, bam. Bumble is just like I accidentally just liked a conservative with holding a fish because I didn't see it when I
Even
was looking
like
for it.
even Tinder, I mean, it's classic swipe left, swipe right. You have all the pictures first and foremost, but as you toggle through pictures now, it'll like each picture, the line of text at the bottom of the picture kind of changes with like it puts another chunk of the profile up there. So you don't actually have to swipe through a whole profile if you don't want to. It puts like important things up there, which is kind of
That's kind
nice.
of nice. Yeah.
But yeah, so I'm like, I'm on Tinder and I'm now talking to like more people. And, you know, honestly,
Slay,
I've been
girl.
fucking busy, but we'll see after Memorial Day weekend
You
if
mean your birthday
I,
weekend?
Yeah, after the national holiday of Kimberly's birthday, if I can get any dates. I mean, I've talked to some people that we've definitely expressed interest in going on dates, but it's just like, it's so
Slay.
interesting. I'm like, it's fucking Tinder and I'm getting more
But
validation and
I do
attractive
think it's
people
because
than.
like Tinder came out when we were like younger,
Yeah.
so like millennials are more likely
And I
to
just feel
have it.
like
Yeah, I don't know.
it's really like no algorithm. I feel like you truly see everybody. Or at least that's what it feels like. It doesn't feel like there's some sort of gimmick going on in the background. Like with Hinge, you're like, I can they're literally saying, here's your most compatible. Like they've
Yeah.
pre-filtered everyone for you. They're like
And
more people so we know who you like.
when you only have like however 7 or 8 likes a day, like you'll like your last person, and then it'll show you like the hottest, most perfect person you've ever seen in your life, and then you never see them again because you don't have any
Yes.
fucking likes.
Yes, and Hinge pops up with here's how many people have liked you. With Tinder, like with Bumble, you don't know until you swipe. So it's like I literally
Yeah.
have no idea what's going on. I'm just going off of pure vibes and it's been fine. I'm having fun, okay? But I will say the
Yeah.
funniest shit is all of these people have not asked for my phone number. They've asked for my Snapchat.
I know why. Because so many guys on dating apps think that people are catfishing, so they want to add you on Snapchat so that they can confirm that you look how you look.
I know, but none of the other between my time on Bumble and Hinge, it's been numbers. And now, as soon as I got on
Interesting.
Tinder, it's Snapchat, which is so funny. But I've not
Well,
gotten
maybe
any
they're all just
unsolicited
a
dick pics, so it's
little
fine.
horny, horny.
Yeah, I'm like, whatever. I haven't gotten anything at like unsolicited, which is great because that was my biggest concern. But I was just kind of like, fuck it. And everyone's been very nice and respectful. So
Love
it
that
was
for
just
you,
really
girl.
funny. I was just laughing that I was like, why is everyone on here doing Snap? And then like yesterday, some guy on Bumble was like, what's your number? And I was like, what? It was so weird. But I will say, like, you know, when you're swiping through men's profiles, obviously we all kind of know the quintessential, here's this fish. Look at my
Yeah.
fish. This fish and
Yeah.
I are dating. We're gonna kiss pictures. And then now that I'm up here, it's the same thing, but like, look at this buck that I shot, or this
Yeah.
pheasant, or like, here's me and my gun at the shooting range,
I
which is
saw a
like.
guy have all of the above on his profile, and he listed moderate as his political affiliation, and I was like, no.
Well, that's the thing out here. There are a lot of conservative, but when people put moderate out in the boonies here in the burbs, it's not like a moderate in DC. It's a totally different type of moderate, which is so
Yeah,
weird. I'm
I can
like, I
only
actually
imagine.
have to like give moderate people a chance because they might be fine.
Give moderates a chance? I
Out
hate
here, because
that.
they're not like a moderate in DC, you're like, you're a conservative bitch. A moderate
You're
out
a
here is
moderate in
someone who's
DC, you're
like, I
just.
actually voted for Biden and I'm vaccinated and I believe in women's rights, but like
Oh,
something about probably
yeah.
healthcare or
A
whatever, you
moderate in
know?
DC is definitely a Trump supporter just trying to get a girlfriend.
Exactly. So it's like a moderate out here is someone who's probably like, I don't want to scare away any girls who are a little bit more conservative, who are also moderate or whatever, who like don't want, because they might think someone's like, so I feel like a lot of guys are saying moderate out here so they can get a girlfriend as well.
Yeah,
But
well, and that's really
in
the
the
whole
other
goal with
direction.
online dating, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just so funny. But I will say the other part of like you have the quintessential hunting, guns, fish, whatever. And then you
Yeah.
also have the car guys or the
Oh, God.
motorcycle guys. And they'll
No.
put like a picture or whatever. But it's so funny because
In a
like some,
photo shoot, I've seen professional photos.
With them and their car.
Yes.
Okay, so some people just put the car.
Oh,
It's like having a
no.
picture of a cat, but like you're not in it, you know? It's like just the
I
car.
did. I did see on Bumble the other day a guy listed like Audi R8, blah, 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 like 2012 Mazda, whatever. And I was like, why did you list what cars you have? Are you
Yeah.
dating a man?
Yeah. So
You know?
I went through a profile the other day where it was like a car pic and it was this black car, you know, freshly cleaned, just the car. And I look and it's a Ford. It's like
Hmm.
a Ford Focus or
I
something.
was just about to say a
It's
Ford
a
Focus.
sedan. It's nothing to write home about. I mean, if you bought it new, own money, whatever, that is super impressive in this day and age. Good on you. Why is
But
it on your
like,
dating profile?
no, that is so weird.
I was just like, this isn't even like someone's like, like Volkswagen Golf or whatever that they souped up. Like,
I once matched with a guy and was like texting him for a while who was like a little older than me. This was years ago, and he had a photo shoot, a professional photo shoot with his car, which I do think was like a Mustang. Like, it wasn't
I get
like,
that.
even if it was like a Ferrari or so, I still would be like, that's a turn off. But I do think it was like a fucking Mustang or like a BMW or something
Yeah,
like
I
pretty
get that. The
mid-tier.
there's like the mid-tier car guys that are all about like souping up their Honda Civics and their
Yeah,
WRX
I
and
don't
their
want it.
Volkswagen Golf or whatever. And like, fine, you soup it up, you want a professional picture for you to whack off to later. That's cool. However, to put just a Ford
No, I
Focus
agree.
on your profile was fucking nuts, and I was
That's
screaming. I think there were even like two different
disgusting.
angles. It was
Oh my
really
God.
funny to
Two
me.
different photos. He took two different photos to put on.
Yeah, there was a couple car pics in there, and I was like, this is hilarious. I've never seen this done before.
Yeah, that guy that I was just talking about, like we were going on a date and then rescheduled, and I was like, we were originally going on a date on like a Wednesday night or something, and then we had to reschedule, and he said, I can do Friday at 9 p.m. And I was like, first of all, I don't do first dates on weekends because the chance that this guy is going to be worth the time that I would be spending with my friends is not
Yeah, I
high.
would
So
rather
you
be
don't
with
deserve
myself or with
that.
my friends. Yeah.
Right. I'm like, you don't deserve my weekend time. So I always do weeknight dates. And I was like, I'm sorry, I can't do Friday night. I have plans already. Like, how about next Tuesday? And he was like, I don't go out on the weeknights. The only reason I could it this week is because I was off. And I responded and I was like, okay. I think his name was Mike. I was like, okay, Mike, like, I'm really sorry, but I don't think we're on the same page about like life and fun. And I was like, my friends and I go to Echo Stage on a weeknight. Like, you
Yeah.
know, it just seems like we're not gonna vibe.
I
And
can go
his
have
ego
dinner on a Tuesday
was
night. Like it's.
right. And his ego was so wounded. He was like, okay, like, blah, 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 blah. Why are you saying this? And I was like, I'm just trying to be honest. Like, I don't want a fucking wet blanket. I don't want to date a wet blanket. Like, I obviously didn't say that, but I basically was just like, our lifestyles clearly aren't compatible. I'm trying to do you a
Yeah.
favor.
If you're not gonna
And
make time to go out with me on a Tuesday evening for like appetizers and a drink and spend an hour and a half of your time, then like
it
what makes me
was,
think that you would do that if we're in a committed relationship?
I was so pissed. We like literally argued back and forth for a while, and he was like, never text me again. I was like, why would I? Like, what the
Yeah,
fuck is
not a
your
problem,
problem?
my guy. No,
Yeah.
no worries there. Wouldn't dream of
Like,
it.
yeah.
Oh my
So,
God. Men are
no more.
so fun.
Aren't they though? They really, they're just.
Okay. I have one more topic that I have on here. It'll be kind of lighthearted.
I see it and I'm really excited about it because I'm really passionate about this.
It just bothers me, and I just want to know. Okay, here we go. Ready? Hey guys, get ready with me to go to Target to pick out something for my goddaughter's 21st birthday. Let's make a pizza together. Okay, first, you're gonna need some olives. Then, you're gonna wanna shred your mozzarella cheese.
If you're in New
We're.
York City this weekend and you're not eating at Carbone, you're a fucking idiot.
Why are influencers fucking
Why are
yelling
they
all the
screaming?
time? They're
Why?
literally.
The New York restaurant scene girls literally drive me insane. They're like, this weekend we went to Gemma at the Bowery Hotel. And I'm just like, why are you saying it like that? That makes me not want to go. It makes me not want to go. I
Come
took
with me.
I took a video of myself speaking like that when I did go to a restaurant in New York, over my sister's wedding weekend.
I hope you post it to our Instagram.
I posted it on, I can post it to our Instagram, but I can also pull it up for us. That was quick. Let's see if I can get
Kimmy's
it.
gonna post this on our Instagram, you guys. It's gonna be in the grid.
So tonight we went to dinner at Gemma. Gemma's in the Bowery Hotel, and if you haven't been to the Bowery but you live in New York, that's like, what are you doing? Like, tell yourself. So obviously we have these free desserts, because if you don't get free desserts, like, what are you even fucking doing with your life? It's the most important part of any meal.
It's the
It was
green
totally worth
screen.
$100,000 for each individual plate. I would totally recommend it. 1 million out of 10. If you don't come here, you're not a real New Yorker. Fuck you. So tonight we
Green
went to dinner.
screen is everything to me.
Oh, because they all talk
They okay, there's
like
that. That is like one influencer voice, and they're screaming. And then the other influencer voice is like, so first, you're gonna take your CEO Glow by Sunday Riley, and then you're gonna drip it
Yeah.
on your hand. Okay, then take your tomato and dice it up nice and fine like this, and then
Yeah.
sprinkle it. Okay, and take your
And
Fluffiest
enjoy.
brush and take and do and ba ba ba. And I'm like,
Yeah.
my Stanley,
Like, what
he's
is this? The
here.
Marvelous Mrs. Maisel? Like, why are you singing like that? You're sing-songy talking.
But
Like.
it's also it is very like customer service, very like melodic and punctuated and all this stuff. And I get that like the vocal fry is a trendy like the Valley Girl
Yeah.
way that people pick up on how other people talk, and we incorporate like all this stuff into how we talk, whatever. But like the influencer screaming, yelling, and those cadences drive me insane. And
I
sometimes
agree.
I'll do it jokingly and I'm like, dear God, I can't start doing this for real.
And there's a third category.
Oh, good.
The third category is the people who make product videos, whom you have no idea how they got famous because they clearly have never been taught how to naturally read a script.
Like the sponsored ones or the TikTok shop ones?
Either. They're
Oh.
like, Amazon deals you can't miss this week. This blow dryer is absolutely a necessity. It's on sale for $29.99. You can't miss it.
Yeah.
This neon sign is free this week on Amazon. And I'm
Wait,
just like,
there's another one too that you just reminded me of because of the
there's a
products.
fourth.
There, but this one is specific to products though, where they're like, you guys, the viral Maybelline mascara has been going crazy, so I'm gonna go see if I can get it at my store. Okay, here we go to Target. We're gonna check Target first, blah, blah, blah. And they go through and they're like, oh my gosh, you guys, I think I found it. Ah, it's here. There
Yeah,
it is,
yeah.
my Maybelline Sky High. You guys, this has been going crazy viral on TikTok. I'm so excited
Yeah.
to try it. Oh my gosh, look at that. Look at the difference. Isn't that crazy? Like, they're like, oh my gosh, you guys. Oh, I can't wait. Oh, I hope it's there.
Yeah. Hey,
Kimmy just dropped her mic.
that was my microphone. Whoa, startled me a little
Ooh,
bit.
we're getting a little worked up here about TikTok voices. Anyway, it's just really funny. It's
What
like,
they put in this?
you know, oh my God, you know what this is? This is the new version of like the Billy Mays RIP like infomercial, where it's like,
yeah,
bam, and the
it
stain is
is.
gone.
Gone. Yeah. The OxiClean. Oh, I'm sorry. I just kicked Holly out of enthusiasm.
You knock over your mic and punt your cat all within the same 30 seconds.
Hey, Stinky, come back.
You
Hey,
miss you.
dude.
What if Holly came on and said hello? We would like to have a cat come say so. Wow! Hi, Holly.
Holly, what do you have to say for yourself?
Anything? Oh.
It's silent.
Is she gonna say something?
A silent treatment today.
Everybody, she is here.
Oh, it spoke. Oh, it squeaked. Okay, it's gonna stay with its mom today.
Wow, has to contribute.
She loves sitting in the chair that I film in, so when I set up, I come back in from like getting ready and stuff, and she's just sat here.
Do you
And
think
I'm
if you
like,
put the other chair next to you, she would sit there?
probably that's a really good idea. I should start doing that.
Especially if she's gonna zoom or something, she might decide to gargoyle next to you.
Yeah. Oh, why are
Oh.
you being awful?
Anyway, I just had to. Oh God. Oh, there goes the mic again. Oh, Holly's got a concussion now. I just
that was Holly tearing down my mic.
She said, she "Fuck your podcast. I claw, hate everything you said
she
today."
Tried to claw away from me.
Jesus. Oh boy. No, but I just had to share my most recent intrusive thought about podcast voice, or sorry, podcast. Oh God, we gotta wrap this up now.
We gotta
about my intrusive voices. See you guys. Anyway, so I'm glad that you feel the same way. I feel very validated. Oh, rock the boat, don't rock the boat, baby. It's just funny because
everyone motion sickness as they're watching this video.
And you might, trigger warning.
I'm a little dizzy now. Okay. Oh, by the way, this is funny.
Shit. We didn't even introduce ourselves. Once again, failing. This is episode 28, by the way. I'm Hannah.
I'm Kimmy. Not that it matters at this rate.
It does matter because it's National Kimmy Week.
Hell yeah, it is. And on the other side of this, I will be 22 years old finally.
Woo! Can't wait to have my first sip of alcohol.
No one fact checked me on that. Okay, love you. Bye.
Bye. See you next Tuesday.